All right, Charles. So, we're what, 80 something days from the election?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot going on relevant to the many ways in which voting might be suppressed. One here in Iowa is that the GOP is suing to try to stop positive changes relevant to mail-in ballots.
Positive changes.
Iowa Republicans, again, with the cooperation of the national GOP, they're suing to restore Iowa's signature verification requirements. This is something that the legislature passed. Relevant to absentee ballots, there's a process now in place to verify the signatures on those ballots. This goes way back, actually. This is back in 2019. There was an injunction, and LULAC, the League of United American Citizens of Iowa, had sued the Iowa Secretary of State, Paul Payton. The injunction, and I believe it was from the Iowa Supreme Court, blocked Iowa's signature verification requirements for absentee ballots, and Republicans want to change that. They want to make sure that those requirements will be in place. And, of course, they want to be in place because they make it more difficult to vote absentee, to vote by mail.
Well, it's interesting. The reason that, you know, I sent this over to you is that I think this brings up some of the way this has been covered, you know, because especially with everything with Trump has been, we have to pass the SAVE Act,
Right. Right. And we're not passing the SAVE Act, apparently.
No, definitely. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it interested me because, well, first of all, I think the way it's been presented is kind of the way you present it, which is, well, it's to disadvantage people who would be primarily presumed Democratic voters.
Right.
The interesting thing is that there's been some research looking at, you know, by party and other things, the trends in absentee ballots being used in Iowa. And same thing nationally. There's a lot of Republicans, particularly in rural states, that use absentee ballots also.
Mm-hmm. Way more than they used to be.
Way more than they used to be. In fact, in the presidential election, the most recent one, there were more absentee ballots sent in by Republicans than by Democrats.
Nationally?
No, here in Iowa.
Here in Iowa. Okay.
And in the midterms, the enthusiasm for midterms is always greater among Democrats.
But Republican operatives aren't stupid. They know what they're doing. They're doing it for a reason. And they've figured out that they have something to gain by challenging this 2019 ruling.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of Republican legislators are, they're not doing deep research on this.
No, they aren't. But the operatives are.
Perhaps.
Yeah, the consultants that you don't like.
But let's look at a state where they only do absentee ballots.
Think in Oregon?
Oregon.
Yeah. Okay.
Oregon has signature verification. I guess that's my question, which is how else do you verify that it is from the person? Now they have a different structure. First of all, they already have multiple signatures on record, because you know how you get your absentee ballot? You get it from the DMV.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Motor Vehicles, or whatever they call it there.
Yeah.
Right? So they have a long history of what your signature looks like. Because let's face it, we don't hire people who are handwriting experts to look at your signature.
But part of the problem is, what is a signature anymore? I mean, when you sign the little gizmo they give you to pay your bill with your card, you don't sign. You just like put a line on it.
No, I think that's a great question. That's a great question. But the point is that unless you have some reason to have a sequence of signatures, now, obviously, one of the problems is going to be is that, like, you know, like my 11-year-old, I don't think he's going to do anything the rest of his life except print, you know, because they don't teach cursive anymore.
Right.
So I don't know. But the point is that a state like Oregon has set the structure up so that they can do what would be considered a fair attempt at signature verification based on a sequence of signatures that they are already in possession of. And they have a whole system for doing it. What my problem would be here is there's no such system in Iowa. There's no such structure in Iowa.
So you're actually agreeing with the Republicans on this.
I'm agreeing that if you're going to absentee ballots, I have no problem with signature verification if you have a structure that allows that to be valid or at least attempt to be valid.
Okay. So, and I understand that, but my question then is, why are they fighting this? Why did they pass this law in the first place? And why are they bothering to file a suit now against the injunction? They must see something that we don't.
I'll tell you what they see, because it's what Trump and the operatives in Washington see, which is that if you get rid of mail-in balloting, even if you eliminate some of the voting by your own supporters in the rural areas, it doesn't matter that much, because the greatest number of people in this country, the vast majority of people in this country, live in cities now. And in cities, that then allows the states to shut down the places where you can vote in areas where they think, because of either ethnic composition or known voting patterns, Democratic-leaning people are going to be voting.
So this is a good point. So they will they'll sacrifice some of their own voters in rural communities, knowing that they'll get a bigger chunk of Democrats in urban centers unable to vote because of the requirement.
Or they'll have the one place you can vote on the University of Michigan, you know, that you can vote live, right? And they'll shut down the hours that the drop-off voting will be available.
So in Iowa, I don't know how this is going to turn out. It may not change. The injunction preventing the signature requirement might hold. But what do you have any idea? Have you done any research in terms of what this looks like in other states?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's it look like in, say, Michigan? You mentioned Michigan.
Well, I don't know about Michigan, but I mean, you know, I think the best example is Oregon.
But in states where we're going to see a close election on U.S. Senate races, maybe U.S. House races?
I mean, I think the belief is that, it will definitely affect local elections far more, or district elections for the legislatures far more than it will the larger scale elections. Because if you disenfranchise by virtue of it not being able to access a physical voting place, and a lot of these elections, I mean, how much did Miller Meeks win by?
Six. Yeah. Miller Meeks is the U.S. Congresswoman from Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, from like,
she won by 6 votes.
Right, and then I think
4 years ago.
What was it? And then 2 years ago it was like 88 or something. It was a little bit more, but it was still in the hundreds.
A few hundreds, 600
yeah,
maybe.
So the point is that changing availability for a couple hundred people could be a drastic change.
Or in some cases
in
for
some
six
of these
people.
Smaller states.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, and I think it's a little bit unknowable, though. As it turns out, I mean, I was pretty interested in this study that was done by a poli-sci professor at U of I. You know, that actually it's getting increasingly close between the Republicans and the Democrats in absolute numbers. And in fact, Republicans by far return more of their absentee ballots than Democrats who request them.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I don't think of course I see what they're trying to do. And I also see it's just another way of saying none of this is valid. We understand that what they want to do in November
that's
is say
the biggest part
this
of
can't
it.
Be valid. This was stolen.
That's the biggest part of it. Right. I mean, that's why Trump even called into question the validity of California's primary back in June, you know?
It was the usual, you know. I mean, the late coming votes were coming from the place that the district, the precincts in L.A. are most likely to have voted, you know, for the person who's progressive.
Yeah. Well, this is why, I mean, I'm encouraged to see that there's a lot of people in important positions relevant to election management who are paying attention to this and are preparing to address possible efforts by the Trump administration to negate the results of the election. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And again, pay attention, folks. You know, get involved. Speak out.
Go out and vote.
Listen to the Fallon Forum.
Go out and vote whatever side you're on. It may be the last chance you get to do it.
Yeah.
In any meaningful way.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, thanks for joining me today, folks. Charles Goldman has been with me here in the studio.